morning. Yep. Just Norm. Storm Norm. Norm and R. Just Norm. Hey you. Oh buddy. And friend. Whatever you want to call me. You have connected with me on Saturday morning, August the 23rd, 2014, on a heat index, currently at, hi, how are you? A heat index currently at 94 degrees, which, all things relative, is not too shabby. You have connected with me, but more so, it is I who have connected with you and have been connected with you for the last 5 miles as I was in virtual sphere. You like the way I made the L silent there? Virtual sphere. Listening to luminaries such as James Daly, Kevin of Gwyn, and Carlos of Jackal. Seems that we've become a fraction representation of the Three Musketeers, me and those other fellas, as we've been circling around each other in podcasting with much appreciation and adoration for each other as time goes. Say that I was connected, I don't simply mean that my earbuds were stuck in my ear and I heard it. No, there was a connection of camaraderie, like-mindedness, understanding, identification, concern, well wishes, and all around goodness. Not the kind of goodness that makes any one human being better than anybody, but more a sense of participating in the spirit of goodness. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Because I am trying to connotate meaning and inferences of joy and community. That's maybe a good word. Community. I'm a little winded since I put the better miles behind me, and I've got some minor hillies to crawl up. But yeah, let me see if I can expound just in the hopes that I'm getting my feelings across. It may not be a point, it may not be a valid point, but maybe I'm just speaking to be understood. And maybe I'm speaking because I value the company, and it means something very valuable to me. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express that. So, first up, Spreaker Casts. I have listened before I went on the run to the latest episode of I Was Just Thinking. And Mr. Daly, whose alternative podcast, the Seeker podcast, spoke about what was on his mind. And what I learned about what was on his mind was that he and I were more alike in many respects than I had realized. But this is the beauty of podcasting and social media. You don't instantly have a bead or profile on everybody you meet. It's like any relationship. You meet somebody, and then over time, that friendship or that relationship grows as you learn about each other, and as things come out along the way in which you either identify with or disagree with. It's just the nature of relationships. And so what I identified with in this morning's Spreaker episode was that Mr. Daly probably a pretty balanced individual, as he shared that he skirts the line between introversion and extroversion. I find I'm the same way. I don't know if you can tell. I don't know if I always come across as extroverted on the podcast, but if you know me past the podcast through postings or beliefs or whatever, I would say that you might say that I'm seeking to be a balanced person with both of those characteristics. Always, always seeking. I also learned that Mr. Daly is akin to me in that we are ones who are not limited to 140 characters in our thought processes. Does that make sense? That's not a slam on Twitter. That's just saying. We have much more to say to that. To keep it to 140 characters is an exercise in succinctness. That's not a bad thing. I strive to be succinct as well and concise as well. But it doesn't always work out for me. So, I think, though I could say more, I gotta take an extra walk break. I'm sorry. I'll leave some of that dialogue on the table so that you go over and listen to the podcast itself. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir? Yeah, it is hot, isn't it? Elderly, friendly gentleman out pruning his garden. That's just the right word I was looking for. So far, all the words I'm looking for are coming to me. In retrospect, I have tried two methods of podcasting, and both have worked. That's starting off right off the bat and or waiting a while to gather my thoughts. This morning I waited a while. I was afraid in waiting that I would not be able to conjure up all the thoughts that were inspiring to me and that I identified with in listening to not only that podcast, but the Running Jackals podcast. I believe it's entitled The Jack Club, in which an all-star ensemble of Carlos, Sandy, Derek, and Graham sat together for a little social get-together, enjoying ale and burgers, and discussing, as friends would, running, training, life, politics, and history.
chime. Words move to beats in time. These words spoken from this heart of mine. Passionate, pushing, pulling, and growing. Poetry I'm continually throwing. My heart spreads eagle-sized wings that allow me to soar above kings. That move me past the chains of pain or the lure of earthly gains. With words that are never tame, I push on till my tongue goes lame.
I learned some things in that podcast. I learned that I would have enjoyed sitting at that table with them, being friends. Because I'm a loner kind of guy, you know that. Very few that I've trusted as friends in my life. But I believe I would benefit from being friends and sitting with those folks, just speaking and exchanging ideas. I also learned that Graham was married, which I didn't know. Graham fascinates me because of his disability, which is blindness, which I may have misspoken. So if that offends Graham, or if I've offended you, Graham, then I apologize. Because I get the sense that you are very proactive on your own behalf, and that you seize life by the horns and you go after it. And I don't think that you want anybody to feel sorry for you, nor do I think you feel that way. But I just didn't know you were married. You run, you're an advocate for your fellow man, you have a family, you are living life, sir. And living it well. So, yeah. It was a great time at the table with you kids. Hear those lovely birds? Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? There's a bit of shade here. I'm gonna enjoy this. This is the last little piece of quiet that I'll have to share with you as I will be heading east about a block and a half up to Fort Harrison Drive, which is a pretty busy north south thoroughfare. Nevertheless, it's the only route available to me to get me back home. The first part of the run was on the Pinellas Trail, which was quiet. The first part of this podcast was on the neighborhood streets just a little west of Fort Harrison for as long as I could take it. I am in hopes of catching a store up here for a sip of water. Hello.
How are you doing?
I hope you don't object to a sweaty piece of cash.
That's fine. The Gatorade, oh my god, that's really
sweaty. Yeah.
That's really sweaty.
Do you reject it?
I don't know if I reject it.
You're not too happy about it, are you?
Not too fine.
I am sorry.
It's fine. It's still American currency.
What were you going to say about the Gatorade?
Oh, it's $2.68.
Okay.
Had it dry. It's fine.
Next time I'll have a Ziploc bag to have the cash in before I enter your establishment. 1,000 apologies.
You be sure to do that, sir.
One pocket's the cash, one pocket's the change. Wearing like skinny jeans. Either that or I'm getting too big for these jeans.
Oh, maybe that's it. You know what? Put the change in your tip jar. How about that?
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
How about that? He didn't want to take my sweaty money. And then I gave him a tip on top of it. How do you deal with that?
Activity started.
Yep, there's your traffic. I was determined to get 9 miles in today, and it looks as though I might just get that. But to my doorstep, it might actually be 8 and some change, which will be at least acceptable, given how late I started this morning. Oh, that's a nice breeze. I tell you, it's kind of weird I was talking about the heat index earlier. Thursday, I went for a run. I didn't record, but I did go for a run. And the heat index was 103, according to the Meteorological Association. Why don't I just say weatherman? Oh, here's the water fountain. Let me get up on some of this. Hold up. Not cold. Not cold, but wet. Ah, that was refreshing. So yeah, the feels like was 103 on Thursday when I ran after work. But the funny thing is, the humidity was not as high as it usually is. So I looked at the humidity and it said 51% on Thursday. And this morning, the humidity started at 78%, but it's trending down. Most likely now, they projected it would be around 65%. So I'm confused as how the heat index can be so high, but the humidity is not. So maybe those who know more about weather can enlighten me on that. Anyway, the wind is not oppressive. That's not the right word. The wind is not showing any great resistance. That's not the right word either. The wind is not against me, in that it affects my running. It's simply a refreshing breeze across my face. I hope that the wind is being buffered by my double pop filter, which has been replaced, but I'm still a bit leery. I've seen or heard bits of windswept noise make it into my podcast, and I don't know what that's about, but we'll see. I am definitely on an unscheduled walk break now. And I'm tongue-tied now, and there may be many more of those as I get closer to home. But it's all good. I've moved through space and time. Hello. Hi, how are you? Two bikers. And now we have a runner and a scooterer running. We wish we had a scooter right about now, don't we?
Yeah.
That was the mom. It looks like her daughter was ahead of her on the scooter. And I just saw a bicyclist pass me on my left, shaking his head in aggravation. I know I'm all the way scooted to the right, so I wonder if I angered him or what it was. I read people, and I was thinking about that the other day. I read people, both consciously and unconsciously. And I suppose there's a blurry line between reading people and judging people. I would like to think that I don't judge people, but after ruminating in my mind, I think I've come to the conclusion that I do judge a little bit. But the saving grace is that I catch myself and I reframe it in the proper perspective, and I then non-judge people. Does that make sense? I take the judgment back. And, yeah, so great sense of self-awareness, sometimes too great a sense of self-awareness, and I do read people. Heck, it's what I do. It's what I do for my livelihood. It's also who I am. I'm interconnected with people. I revel in people. I am enamored with people. I marvel at people. Other people. Being other-centered helps me quite a bit. Oh man, that other person just grabbed my bench. There was a bench in the shade I was going for. And because I love people so much, I'm not going to sit with him. Because my balancing is that I like to be alone as well as with other people. The last podcast that I listened to that made me feel so connected was the Extra Mile podcast, starring the father of Fervor, Kevin Gwynn, who also hosts a separate podcast, more like a audio blog, entitled Kevin Unplugged. It's meant to be a different venue than the Extra Mile podcast, and if you get over and listen to the Extra Mile podcast number 129, you'll hear Kevin explain about that. But I'd also encourage you to go listen to his thoughts. And before I ramble on about what I heard on the Extra Mile podcast, I think all of us should give our friend Kevin a hearty slap on the back, a healthy, firm handshake, and state to him, in whatever words you choose to state to him, I'm glad to hear that your heart health is good. Because this is something that's been concerning Kevin, and he saw a doctor about it. And he's been given the okay not to worry or fret about his heart health. And I think that that is worth more than its weight in gold. It's worth the weight of the world. Oh, here's another shady bench. I'm gonna take it, because I'm pretty wiped out now. 7.34 miles, and I have about exactly a mile to a mile and a half to go from here westbound. Now, if I run north a little bit more, that'll extend that, but I could start my westward ascent at this point. But first, let's grab some bench. Just take a breather. 7 is a lot for the old boy in this weather. Maybe not you crazy kids, but for me, yeah. Alright, don't go. All right, on a walk break. I've since left the bench, and I have just a little bit to get home, but unfortunately, I think I'm just about out of gas. There's just fumes left in the tank. So at this point, it's a little bit of running and a little bit of walking to get to the house. And unfortunately, when I podcast late like this in the run, I sometimes run out of cerebral fuel as well. In other words, I don't think I have anything more to say. So, I don't know how much time I even have with this podcast material. I'm going to have to sort through this and edit it and maybe even make a mash out of it to get some sort of cohesive quality into this thing. So I feel as though I started out with a bang, but I've trailed off into nothingness. What else is new, right? That's my style, isn't it? As I look back, I rarely ever give you a strong onslaught of material from beginning to end. I trail off with some dot, dot, dots. So, this is just norm. I'm grateful that you helped me to conquer this part of the run. And I'm also grateful for those who have put out that connectedness of the RunNet community. The Pod Nation, Podosphere, the RunNet community, whatever you want to call it, most definitely helped me on the run today. So thank you. I appreciate you all. This is Just Norm. I love you guys. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.